This is JIS News. Coming up, government to redouble efforts to tackle crime. Health Ministry set to roll out a DOJ health card and several measures in place to improve public sector efficiency. The details after this message. I
believe the children. Hi, I'm Lisa Hanno, Minister of Youth and Culture. There are times when the state has to exercise its responsibility and intervene in matters pertaining to our children. For the safety and protection of our children, part of that intervention might include the removal of a child from his or her home. It is never our intention to break up families. In fact, we believe that the home is the best environment for all children, and we try our best to ensure that children remain with their families. The care and protection of children is the responsibility of both parents. So let us work together to build strong families and loving homes.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
Now the news. The government will be redoubling its efforts to create a safer and more secure Jamaica this year. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says a united approach between the government and citizens is required if these efforts are to be effective.
As a people and a culture, we have to set our face against criminality. This must be the year when we as Jamaicans say with every fiber of our being, enough is enough.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller speaking during her New Year's message to the nation. She says the passing of a record 40 pieces of legislation last year is an indication of the government's commitment to creating a better society. The 40 pieces of legislation passed nearly doubles the average number approved each year over a four-year period. The Ministry of Health is set to roll out the Government of Jamaica DOJ health card within the first quarter of this year. The implementation of the card is aimed at improving the delivery of healthcare services to Jamaicans.
The card will facilitate proper systems of monitoring and evaluation. It will also take into account private health insurance so that instances where charges arise, we can better adequately and quickly deal with it. We see expedited services arising out of the use of this card.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The DOJ health card will also provide special assistance to the most vulnerable, such as children and the elderly. The government is reiterating its commitment to improving the efficiency, quality, and cost-effectiveness of the public sector. A ministry paper on Jamaica's second quarterly review of the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, states that the government has begun several initiatives geared towards facilitating this, including contracting a consultant from the Inter-American Development Bank. Terms of reference for technical assistance for the review of the public sector employment and remuneration have also been completed. Plans are also underway to upgrade the public service databases in eCensus by May 2014. The document also points out that the procurement of the human resources software system is progressing and is expected to be contracted by the end of May 2014. It's expected to be implemented within Tax Administration Jamaica and the Jamaica Customs Administration by September 2014. The ministry paper was recently tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. And work to develop Jamaica's National Occupational Safety and Health OSH program and policy is advancing. The program is being pursued by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security through its Occupational Safety and Health Department. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says the necessary representation for the bill's passage will be made in Parliament by the end of the 2013-2014 legislative year in March. The bill is central to streamlining existing laws and regulations governing occupational safety and health in the workplace. As a precursor to the program's development and the passage of the Act, the ministry has drafted an OSH profile for Jamaica. The document was unveiled during a recent ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.